This B Podcast Network show is presented by IXL. Loved and trusted by more than 1 million teachers, IXL enhances your teaching and takes work off your plate so you can make an even bigger impact on your students. IXL delivers personalized learning across a comprehensive pre-K-12 curriculum, including math, language arts, science, and social studies, and helps you assess student performance through actionable, real-time insights. Strengthen daily instruction, close knowledge gaps quickly, and set every student up for success. Want to bring IXL to your school? Learn more at IXL.com/BE. That's IXL.com/BE. We are proud to partner with MyFlex Learning. MyFlex Learning is a scheduling platform that helps middle and high schools meet the individual needs of all students. Students can easily create and manage time for flex blocks, wind time, activity periods, RTI, counselor and teacher appointments, and so much more. Even my favorite, synergy time. And with its built-in accountability tool and reporting features, MyFlex Learning solves your challenges around getting kids where they need to be and understanding how flex time is spent. Make flex time work for you. Visit myflexlearning.com/BE. to learn more and receive $500 off your first year. That's myflexlearning.com/BE. All right, welcome to the Cyber Traps podcast. We are here at the Inch 360 event in beautiful Gonzaga in Spokane, Washington. And today we have Pia Hollenberg. Did I say that right?
Yeah, you said that
okay,
right.
Okay, Pia Hollenberg. So what she does is she is a recovering journalist.
I am a recovering journalist.
Tell us a little bit about what you do now.
I'm a cybersecurity writer. And what that means is I basically take my journalism skills and I apply them to writing blog posts and white papers and contributed articles for executives who don't have time to do it themselves because they're busy running a business. Mm-hmm. And also for companies that have software that they're struggling to explain to people what is it this thing does, why should you really have it. So I can sort of translate all the tech talk into mm-hmm. Something that people want to read. And one of my clients actually said that. He said, well, you know, the difference between you and all the other people is that you write stuff that people want to read.
Yeah, wow.
And wouldn't it be nice if everybody looked at their websites and ran them through that lens? Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of stuff out there.
Yes, there is a lot of junk, that is for sure.
That's a good way of putting
it. Yes. So what brings you to an event like this?
So 3 years ago, I started working for myself, and I was a journalist for 20 years before that. I had another job in between, doing fundraising. So I was basically always, surrounded by people, and I thrive in a busy environment. Like newsrooms are, well, they used to be,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Newsrooms used to be, Oh no, that's sad. No, newsrooms used to be loud and kind of boisterous environments, and there's always people around you. You can bounce ideas off the person next to you, that kind of thing. And so after I'd been on my own for about a year, I started feeling kind of lonely. And I thought, I'm for sure the only person who does anything cybersecurity in Spokane. There can't be anybody else because the writing agency, the Trier and Company that I write for a lot, they're based in San Francisco. Uh-huh. And so all the cyber writing was somewhere else. And I was like feeling lonely in the Paulson building. And then I met Heather Stratford and I kind of got involved a little bit in the cybersecurity community here. And I realized that there were all these people and there were all these companies that I didn't even know were here. Mm-hmm. And I thought, okay, I better start going to those conferences. So that's why I'm here. And I just kind of shake hands and take notes. And I'm always looking for trends. Like they were just talking about cloud security. And so that's something that I will, you know, go home and write up a few things just for myself. Do a little research. What else is going on? Surprised to hear working from home being brought up again as a cybersecurity issue. But I guess as long as we work from home, there's bound to be some cybersecurity issues. And so I try to keep on top of the trends. So when I interview somebody for one of the contributed articles I write, I can ask the right questions. And I don't just sit there and go, oh, so, dude, what do you do?
Yeah.
What is this cyber thing you're talking about?
Yeah. So when you were in journalism, were you focused on cybersecurity or is this a whole new thing?
No, it's a whole new thing. I covered basically a lot of local journalism. I was an editor a couple of times. I covered politics, elections, crime, anything you know, you can think about that comes into a small newspaper. The cyber thing happened because a friend of mine was already getting into the cyber writing business. And she called me and she said, there's this company, they really need a writer. You need to call them. You could totally do this. And I was like, no, are you kidding me? Have you met me? I mean, I'm not an engineer. What are you talking about? And she's like, no, call them. They really need somebody. And I was like, okay, pity hiring, right? Uh-huh. Because they they need somebody to fill the seat. But they hired me right away. And that was a startup company called Reciprocity. That was my very first cyber client. And so I wrote for them for a couple of years. They got bought up, as they all positioned themselves to get bought up, you know. So they got bought up. But then I connected with Trier in San Francisco, and through them, I have written for Mandiant. I've written for a startup. Well, they're not really a startup anymore. They're actually pretty kick-ass. They're based in Israel. They're called Cyber Six Skill. Okay. And they are dark web threat hunters.
Interesting.
And they made the huge mistake of giving me access to their portal. So no, I mean that in the kindest way.
Yeah.
They sorted out all the stuff I told them I didn't want to see. But I yeah. can, because they can do that. They can just block all the, mm-hmm. if you don't want to see this, it's fine. And so I learned so much about the dark web and all the stuff that's going on there.
So let me ask a question about that, because normal people probably are not really thinking about the dark web, except that we know it exists in some, you know, alternate place, and that's all good. But tell us a little bit about what you're seeing happening right now with that we should be aware of.
Well, I can tell you my favorite statistic or my favorite quote, and this always blows people's mind. The dark web is the third largest economy in the world after the United States and China.
Wow.
So just let that sink in. It's not a place for basement dwelling nerds, you know, what they sell t-shirts to each other or whatever. It is a professional, it's a separate business environment, and the companies that operate there, for instance, the ransomware companies, they are set up just like a legitimate business. They have customer service, they have packages you can purchase. Would you like to target your former employer with a ransomware attack? We can set that up for you, sir. It's $1,000 in Bitcoin and in you go. And I think one of the things that people don't understand unless you are in this business is that we're way beyond the basement coder in a hoodie. It's not about that anymore. So, and then it's interesting to me that whatever political conflicts or war we have in the rest of the world is reflected on the dark web.
Mm.
So.
Okay. Yeah, I'm biting. Tell me a little bit more about that. What do you mean?
Well, like the current crisis, for instance, in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Hackers, bloggers, the people who make a living on the dark web, they take sides. And then they launch their own attacks.
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
I can probably say that without getting in too much trouble, right?
Yeah. It's interesting. We had a previous guest on the podcast who worked for the Navy as an intelligence officer and shared hints of that similar kind of stuff that, you know, that's a very real aspect of war that we don't talk about in the news and we don't hear much about as normal folks, but that is really happening. So
it is really happening. If you look at the typical threats to, let's say, any internet user in the United States, they come from China, they come from Russia. The most of them come from China and Russia. And so Anyway, yeah. That was really interesting to me.
Yeah, fascinating.
I can easily go down a rabbit hole, but yeah, I think this is good.
I think we'll need to have you on the show again.
I would love that.
More about this.
I would love that.
So, Pia, how do people get in touch with you and learn more about the work you do?
The best way to get a hold of me is via my email address on my LinkedIn profile. I have a strange name, Pia Hallenberg, mm-hmm. and my email is just my name. It's piahallenberg@gmail.com.
Awesome.
I basically any sort of social media, because my name is so odd, you can easily find me.
Yeah, I hear you. That's how it is with Jethro as well. So at Jethro Jones everywhere.
Yeah, there you go.
Pia, thank you so much. This is great getting to know you and spend some time with you. So thank you
for
being here.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
There are lots of solutions out there for giving students what they need when they need it. But when do they actually do all of those things? You need flexible time. When added into your master schedule, FlexTime enables students to get extra help or intervention, meet with teachers, make up work, get physical exercise, and try new enrichment offerings. If you're thinking of giving it a try, check out MyFlex Learning, which unlocks the benefits of flexible time without all the headaches you get with it usually. Its intuitive design and SIS integration makes implementation and training a breeze. Make your FlexTime work for you. Visit myflexlearning.com/BE to learn more and receive $500 off your first year. That's myflexlearning.com/BE. Do you want to save time on prep work, increase student achievement for all of your students, reliably meet Tier 1 standards? You can do it all, but don't waste another minute. Head straight to ixl.com/BE to learn how IXL's research-proven teaching and learning platform can help you achieve these goals. That's ixl.com/BE.